I don't recall any specific problems that came up before the Senate while I was president, 67, 68, but I do remember two, I thought, very important developments that year. And one was the foundation came up with a plan to recognize the three outstanding teachers each year. That's when we started that. And the other thing was the beginning of NDEA institutes. Congress passed a law to provide for upgrading the training of secondary school teachers in various fields, science, liberal arts. And we had some institutes here. We had one in history for 2 years, 67, 68. And Curtis remembers that there was a science institute.
Yeah, Dr. Weiser was head of the science institute.
Right. Roscoe Strickland directed our first institute. We brought in about 30, 35 teachers from all across the nation, and they were very bright. And they came and spent the summer with us, and some of them stayed and got came back and got master's degrees. I directed the second one in 1968. And I was just really impressed with the caliber of the students we got from across the nation. And the other thing I want to mention was this, about the science. A number of the people who came for that science institute came back as professors. I remember Paul Ducker. He was a minister at one time and left the ministry and went into teaching. And he got an advanced degree, and he came back and became a professor of chemistry, right?
Yeah.
And Dr. Pat Doyle was one of them, and he got an advanced degree in biology and came back and taught. So those two things I thought were very significant.
There's another one.